Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The citizens of Fayetteville, Arkansas have spoken and they have pushed back against the Fayetteville City Council. They've repealed the homosexual agenda ordinance. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, there was an ordinance that was passed by the City Council of Fayetteville, Arkansas on August the 20th, but a group called Repeal 119 turned in enough signatures to put the ordinance on the ballot and stop the implementation. It then was put on a special election, which just happened a few days ago, and the voters in Fayetteville, Arkansas, repealed that ordinance. I believe this is great news for how the church, how the community can be involved to push back against this radical homosexual agenda.
Well, it is, and it's amazing how to the left, up is down and down is up and black is white, and they call these non-discrimination ordinances, but what they actually are is discrimination ordinances. They're designed specifically to discriminate against people of faith, against people with traditional values, against Christians, against people who embrace the millennia-old definition of what is authentic sexual morality. And so, you know, the radical left has been pushing this at the federal level, state level, and here's another example of them pushing their radical agenda at the municipal level. I think people, after what we saw in Houston, Matt, with Mayor, I can't think of her, even think of her last name offhand right now, but the mayor there of Houston illegally circumventing the will of the people and keeping off the ballot a repeal of their radical pro-LGBT ordinance. Now we have the people in Fayetteville, Arkansas starting to push back. I think people around the country are waking up to how radical this agenda is.
Well, you know, the people in Fayetteville, Arkansas came together. And this isn't the first time they've had to push back against a radical city council. The fact is, what they ought to do is they ought to elect people to the city council that better reflects their values, which goes back to the importance of voting. Voting and elections have consequences. Going all the way back to November 3 of 1998, that far back, there was a group called Citizens Aware. They gathered enough signatures to put another repeal on the ballot where the city council passed some homosexual rights ordinance back then, 1998. They repealed it by a vote of 58% to 42%. Well, in August of this year, the city council put this radical agenda and they passed it. And we had many, many pastors show up and churches and others get involved. But notwithstanding, the Fayetteville City Council ignored their voice. They passed this ordinance anyway. Well, the people got together. Liberty Council was involved in helping them. We coordinated strategy in person and by telephone, sent memos. And by the way, we worked with a local attorney who is a graduate of Liberty University School of Law, someone who I know very well. And a petition was proposed, language was presented, the signatures were obtained, and it went on the ballot. And a few days ago, the people went to a special election, and they again repealed this unconstitutional, immoral policy that would have forced homosexuality onto the community and to its citizens.
Well, and that's the good news, but they will not be daunted. The Human Rights Campaign immediately got involved, and within days after the repeal, the Fayetteville City Attorney, Kit Williams, has already announced that he's planning to introduce a new anti-discrimination ordinance. And so this is just a clear example that they don't seem to be getting the message, do they, Matt?
No, they don't. In fact, the City Attorney, Kit Williams, plans to introduce a new ordinance and try to put this back on the agenda again. But I think the people need to push back again. You know, this particular ordinance is the first of its kind in the country that would have imposed even criminal sanctions. What this did was it applied to churches, so churches would actually be covered with regards to their use of the facilities. They would have had to allow men to use the women's restroom because it included the whole idea of transsexual or transgender or gender identity. They would have been forced to allow people to use the opposite sex restroom. But more than that, it would have required them to hire individuals who were engaged in immoral activity if they were involved in a, quote, non-secular kind of position. That was exempted, but a secular position was not. Now, who was going to determine whether something was a religious or a secular position? It's the government of Fayetteville. They would have been making those determinations, and they would have forced churches to hire people who were contrary to their Christian beliefs and doctrine. And if you didn't remedy the situation, then it would be turned over to the city attorney, and they would prosecute you criminally.
Prosecute the churches and the pastors and the members of the church, and this is a gross example of the unconstitutional entanglement of state in the business of the church. And a clear violation of conscience. And, Matt, for instance, you know, vegetarians and animal rights activists, well, they don't have an amendment that is specifically earmarked for their freedoms. But imagine if a city said that PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, were forced under penalty of law to hire hunters and people who, you know, who worked for the free, you know, were advocates for the USDA and so forth, people would be up in arms. But that is no different here. We're not talking about immutable characteristics like skin color. We are talking about behaviors, and it is outrageous to tell a church that you have to let men in your ladies' locker rooms and showering facilities with your wives and your daughters. But this is how radical this agenda is, and the people of Fayetteville were pushed back.
Yes, they were pushed back. And so if they come back with another proposed ordinance that includes homosexuality, Liberty Council will be back on the ground again, working with our local attorneys there in Arkansas and mobilizing the people to get involved. This is part of our Pastors and Patriots initiative to mobilize pastors. It's more than just voting for a presidential election, which is great. We need to be out there and vote for that. But it needs to be involved. Pastors and people in the community churches need to be involved in all the community issues, including these local ordinances at the city or county level or the school board level. We need to be involved. If we disengage, then who is going to speak? The radical secularists are going to speak, and we'll have to be living under their immoral laws. This is a great victory, Matt. It shows that this agenda can be beaten if people of faith band together and make a difference.
Well, that's right, and that's why when the people have an opportunity to speak, overwhelmingly we've seen around the country, you know, all of the laws, all of the marriage amendments that have passed around the country have been passed, many of them by overwhelming numbers, by the will of the people. And so, but the problem is that we're battling more than just legislatures and city councils, and we're battling judicial imperialism, unfortunately, here in the United States right now. But we have to fight all of these little battles. Unfortunately, the left knows how to start a lot of little fires all over the place.
Well, this is good news. This is encouraging as we move into this new year. It shows how churches, pastors, people of faith, and values can make a difference. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or pastorsandchurches.org for more information on how you can be involved. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council. Financially support us. You can also go to our resources page. You can order some of the resources there, the Patriots Handbook Series, the new online program, all there at lc.org. Remember to financially support Liberty Council and the mission of restoring family, faith, and freedom. Again, the website is lc.org or libertycouncil.com. At that website, libertycouncil.com, you can sign up for the Grassroots Action email for Liberty Council and the Liberty Council Action Grassroots Action email. Those are two major emails that give you in-depth information on a regular basis, but also give you the opportunity to get involved in your issues affecting family, faith, and freedom. Again, that website is libertycouncil.com. go to our websites, that one or lc.org, and you can order the Patriots Handbook series. We now have 6 Patriot Handbooks as part of that series, including the issues of what pastors and churches can do, our founding documents, one on Sharia, Israel, and much more. You can also order our new online training program as part of the New Revolution Institute. Learn about the purpose and role of government, Christian worldview, and how you can be involved. For more information, call us today on the toll-free number.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.